Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Live differently. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we find these words from the Apostle Paul. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. What a description of what the Christian should be like. As I think about the life that God calls us to live, I wonder if we really have an understanding. We live in a world that is so hard-pressed, so messed up. I remember years ago there was a particular restaurant that my wife Joyce and I used to frequent. And on the wall there was a picture of a kitchen. It was kind of a cartoon. And it was obviously a very large restaurant, and there were perhaps 25 or 30 chefs and waiters in various activities in the kitchen, and it was just total chaos. Getting the food from the grill to the dining room, it was just total chaos. It made me think of a book that I used to read. In fact, I didn't read it for enjoyment. It was a requirement when I was working on my master's degree. The book was called The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. And the writer of this book had spent a summer working on his own degree. And in the preparation for the book, he recalled that in this one resort that he worked at, there was a large dining room. And he seated himself in such a way that he was situated where he could see the kitchen with its functions, and he could also see the dining area where the guests were seated ready to receive their meal. And as he observed this, he saw the difference. When the wait staff would go into the kitchen area where it was only the cooks and the other waiters, there was a change from their expressions. Out in the dining room, they were smiling and they were courteous and they were outgoing, and just the persona of calmness. When they went through the swinging doors into the kitchen area, there was a tremendous change. They began to look different, act different. They did not have that careful consideration of others. They were almost like a sense of entitlement. Get out of my way. I'm important here. You really don't have anything to offer. From charm and delight to utter disregard of others. What a difference it made as they went from one area to the other. I wonder, in many cases, what our life looks like to others. Which kind of people are we? Are we those that will present ourselves in such a way that Christ can be seen in us? As we look at the passage of Scripture today, there's every indication that we are going to be hard-pressed through, might be illness, it might be financial loss, it might be heartbreak, it might be being passed over, others considered ahead of us. But Paul says, listen, I don't care what you go through, you're not crushed. Even though you might have questions and you might be more confused than having things all together, you do not need to be in despair. Even though people will persecute you, you have to understand that all of us are selected by God. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, we become the child of the King. This world might treat us badly, but we have a kingdom that is not of this world. We might be struck down by illness, by loss, but we are not destroyed. Do you have that sense in your own life? Are you able to rise above the situations of life? What kind of people are we? Paul describes our life as being very fragile. Many people, even believers, spend most of their time trying to keep from having their life destroyed. Paul says, listen, it doesn't matter. Our life is very fragile. It's like jars of clay that can be broken very easily. But this life doesn't matter. This life is so short compared to eternity. I want to live in such a way that regardless of what I go through, what the difficulties might be, that we have a home that is not of this world. I recall the reports that came of the death of my brother. He was in the hospital, and it became very clear that because of his condition, he would not be able to go back home. And so his wife had secured a place where he would be placed in a supervision, adult supervision. And he had never seen the place, but his wife, my sister-in-law, described it to him. And he was so excited. And in the middle of the night, one of the night nurses came in, and he said, did you hear the news? And she said, what's that? He said, I'm going to a new home tomorrow, and I can hardly wait to go. And she said, oh, Harold, that is so special. I'm so happy for you. She left his room and went back to the nurse's station and was taking care of some paperwork. And perhaps half an hour, 45 minutes later, she went back into the room. And of all things, Harold was no longer there. His heart had stopped, and he was in his new home. Wow. When I heard that story, I was so excited. Harold went to sleep expecting to be in a new home, but he had no idea how wonderful that new home was going to be. You know, as we go through our life and we realize that we experience many things in our life that make us feel that we're hard-pressed or crushed or perplexed or are persecuted, we're not crushed. We're not in despair. We are not forsaken. We are not destroyed. We have a home waiting for us that is so far above anything this world has to offer. There is no comparison at all. I'm looking forward to that life and that home. I want to live differently. Are you prepared to live differently for the Lord? I pray that you are. Heavenly Father, as we look forward to that wonderful home that you've prepared for us, we go through the situations of life that just seem to crush us, but we can look up and see the bright sky above us, filled with hope, not because of anything this world has to offer, but the wonderful hope that we have in the world to come. I pray that we might live as overcomers in everything we do and all that we say. Might we show forth the real spirit of Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing.